Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Mo Drabowski. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Green scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hansen. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground for an out. Charles moves to third. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles scores. Gentile moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile strikes out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Bosfield now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Williams pinch hits for Ted Bosfield. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is hit by the pitch. Matthews moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Williams moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Matthews scores. Williams moves to third. Causey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Gentile moves to second. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jimenez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Aker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Edwards for a passed ball. Robinson moves to third. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.